Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, as I say, well, welcome to another Parents Coach of Parents Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I'm going to tell you, I got information for you, parents. I have information for you. And hopefully you'll be able to join me today on the show because we have an open forum, not unless I have a special guest call in or someone that has something that that's a very serious, relevant topic, and we decide to just stick with that topic. Other than that, we're going to go with an open forum today and just roll with the show. So while we're doing that and while we're getting ready to support you, we're going to go ahead and play my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. As always, we love to hear him share that with us. He's making smart cool. Keith Wright is a graduate of the University of Harvard, played for Harvard for all 4 years while he was there. I believe he's now currently playing basketball overseas. But just a little something about Keith. I watched that man mature and grow and move on to do bigger and better things in life, and I think he has a very promising career and future, you know, doing something positive because he's always been very proactive. So I know that things are going to go in his best interest, and he's going to be very successful at his endeavors. Well, like I said earlier, today is a open forum, and we're just going to have just a little good little information for you. I had the opportunity last week to attend an event hosted by a young man, and you know, this is not really sports related, but this is not really sports related. But it kind of sort of ties back into it and ties into the positive things that our children can do once guided and nurtured and influenced, you know, to keep a positive mind and do things in the community and just basically be there, you know, to support and aid others in your community. I had a chance to attend it was called Thousand Kings Walk. And there was a number of athletes out there from the local area. But what I really gathered, I gathered and pulled from this was we have our young folks who got together and put this event together. A huge success, phenomenal success, as I would want to say. And I say that because these folks put this event together, did what they had to do, was able to raise $10,000 and gave away 10 $1,000 scholarships, and didn't even blink an eye. At the end of the day, they were still as if they were at the beginning of the event, still just as excited, still just as motivated. You know, the best part I seen about the whole thing was that at the end of the day, they walked away from there and decided, hey, okay, well, I'm going to go on out and, you know, celebrate the opportunity that we had. And I'm assuming that they probably got together at, you know, one of the local clubs or establishments or something like that, and had a good time, and you know, talked about the good and the good things that they were able to do. But I was truly impressed. But you know, all that comes from our, I would say, parents. At this point, you need to start patting yourself on the back, because I would say all that comes from our guidance. Parents, if you're not there to provide guidance to our children, then who do you expect to be there to do that? Parents, it is vitally important that we are there. We are the nurturing soul. We are the ones that help assist and be there for our kids and make sure that they understand the importance of not only giving back, but also the importance of being active in their community. And when I seen this event, I realized that this was a strong group of young men and women that knew their role, that knew what they had to do in their community, and knew that they had a place in their community to do something positive. And although, like I said, it wasn't focused around sports or athletics or anything of that nature, there were a number of young folks that was out there that played sports, participated in sports, everything from middle school level to the professional level. And I was truly impressed, truly impressed, truly impressed. So on that note, I commend them. I just wanted to say a little something about them. I want to say just a little something about that and let them know that, hey, you was recognized. So on that note, Thousand Kings Walk, which took place in Hampton Roads, you have been commended, recognized, and we have acknowledge your, we have acknowledged your presence here on in Hampton Roads on the PCP Network Blog Talk Radio Show. All right. Well, folks, other than that, give us a call this morning at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. And we will be more than happy to let you chime in on the conversation and, you know, just share some of your thoughts on youth sports and, you know, different things that's going on in youth sports. We have no problem with covering the entire gamut of what's happening in youth sports, everything from our tiny tot and training leagues and midgets and bantams and all the other things, and any sport from soccer, football, hockey, track and field, tennis, all the way through to our professional sports. Anything from violations to just a happy moment. Just a shout out to your child as they participated in their upcoming soccer game or their first tennis match or anything. This is Open Forum Day here on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, PCP Network. And as always, I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and we love to hear from you today. Well, see if I can pull up a moment from our eligibility coach. I know I was supposed to have her on last week. I tried to do something using some of this modern technology, and I'm not quite that savvy, so I ran into a little glitch, and as a result, that just totally disrupted my show. But we're planning something to get her back on the schedule and have her break the national letter of intent down for us from the perspective of a true compliance officer at a Division I university. All right. But we have an eligibility moment, and we're going to share that with you.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the Eligibility Coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification, official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test scores. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the Eligibility Coach, wishing you scholarships.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to.
Well, you know, I was talking about the International Hoops Expo happening up in Detroit from the 20th through the 23rd. That's something that you want to check out, hosted by Jordan Crawford. Hope all this information got out there. You can always give us a call. Give us a call on our hotline number at area code 641-715-3900, extension 508-281. We love to hear from you anytime. Check us out on Facebook at Parents Coaching Parents Network. Check us out on Twitter at PCP Network. Or give us a call on our hotline number, 641-715-3900. All right. Well, you've had some fun. We've had a chance to talk with you and share some information with you here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And as always, help us help you. You have a great day.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating. Playing ball is just a small part, with this education I have a